experience, knowledgeable, and reliability. Words that describe the ag director for CAF Media. She has 26 years of ag broadcast experience, is a past president of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, and is the queen of ag broadcasting in the High Plains of the Rocky Mountain region. Here she is.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this agricultural news update. I'm Lori Boyer for CAF Media. This report is brought to you by Freedom Ag. Life doesn't stop when the going gets tough, and neither should your coverage. Call Freedom Ag at 719-688-9300 for all your crop, livestock, commercial, home, and auto insurance needs. Freedom Ag, where they're committed to cultivating coverage you can count on. Cindy Bowman Schnugg of Fort Lupton, Colorado, has been awarded a $15,000 W.D. Farr Scholarship by the National Cattlemen's Foundation. The annual scholarship program recognizes outstanding graduate students for their academic achievements, leadership, and commitment to the advancement of the beef industry. Bowman Schnugg is a Ph.D. candidate at Colorado State University. She says that the scholarship will make a monumental difference in her pursuit to further the future of the cattle industry. The scholarship honors the successful career of the late W.D. Farr, a third-generation Colorado native, rancher, statesman, and banker known for his extraordinary vision. The Bureau of Animal Protection, part of the Colorado Department of Agriculture, has announced that the Teller County Regional Animal Shelter has been selected as the recipient of the inaugural BAP Exemplary Service Award. The BAP works with animal welfare agencies across the state that consistently exceed expectations in support of animals and cruelty investigations. The award honors a specific agency for extraordinary compassion, professionalism, reliability, and partnership with the BAP team. In this year alone, the Teller County Regional Animal Shelter stepped forward to assist more than 15 complex cases involving companion animals, offering safe placement, rehabilitation, and a path forward for animals in need. The Teller County Regional Animal Shelter is a small rural shelter which is supported by donations. Congress is moving quickly on a possible new aid bill for farmers that could more than double funding under the Trump administration's Farmer Bridge Assistance Program. Republican leaders, including John Bozeman, Glenn Thompson, and John Hoeven, are discussing adding up to $15 billion in additional farm aid to upcoming spending bills. House Democrats have also introduced their own proposal, the Farm and Family Relief Act, led by Angie Craig, which would provide $17 billion in new assistance, citing high input costs and trade-related market losses. The current Farmer Bridge Assistance Program includes $11 billion for commodity crops and $1 billion for specialty crops. The lawmakers say losses for fruit, vegetables, and nut growers far exceed that $1 billion. Both parties say more aid is needed as Congress looks towards a new farm bill in 2026. RCAF, United Stock Growers of America, has reached a settlement with JBS last year, but it continues its case against the remaining three major packers alleging interference in cattle markets. RCAF USA CEO Bill Bullard shares an update on where the case stands.
The cases now involve virtually every segment of the beef supply chain. Our case is awaiting a ruling by the court as to whether or not we will achieve class certification, meaning that we would represent all of the cattle producers who were similarly affected during the five-year period from 2019 through early 2020, during which we have alleged that the meatpackers have unlawfully colluded to artificially depress cattle prices and simultaneously inflate beef prices.
If a ruling is made in their favor, Bullard explains the rest of the process.
The next phase will be a summary judgment phase in the case, and then ultimately the trial, which was not likely to happen in 2026. We're probably still looking a couple years away.
The Trump administration is investigating food chain practices. New data from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers says the sales of ag tractors and combines in the U.S. fell in December of 2025 compared to the same time last year. U.S. sales of total ag tractors dropped by 15%, while sales of combines declined 4.3% in December of 2025 compared to the year before. Also, Canadian sales of ag tractors were down almost 14%, while combine sales jumped 26% in December compared to the year prior. December's data is a result of economic stability and pressures farmers have been facing for the past several months, according to Association of Equipment Manufacturers Senior Vice President Kurt Blades. Looking ahead to the rest of 2026, AEM remains confident in the industry's resilience and unique ability to adapt. The fight over President Trump's reciprocal tariffs is heating up again on Capitol Hill, while the Supreme Court has not ruled on their legality. President Trump has turned to tariffs again, threatening 25% duties against countries like China, India, and the European Union, which are doing business with Iran, which is crushing a nationwide uprising with deadly force. Senate Majority John Thune talks about whether or not the U.S. is on the cusp of a new trade war with China and other countries.
If it's used in a way selectively, in a targeted way that makes sense, if it's to get something to accomplish an American objective, in some cases it might be reciprocity with another country that hasn't been treating us fairly. When it comes to trade, there are circumstances in which those tariffs make sense.
Once again, Senate Majority Leader John Thune. This report has been brought to you by Freedom Ag. At Freedom Ag, they're more than just insurance. They're your neighbors in the field and on the road. Call 719-688-9300 for crop, livestock, commercial, home, and auto for protection that grows with you. Freedom Ag, cultivating coverage you can count on. I'm Lori Boyer for CAF Media.
That's Lori Boyer right here on CAF Media. Heard Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It's Ag News with Lori Boyer.